Good morning, everyone. We are thankful you're able to join us this morning, and we do pray that the Lord will use this message as a blessing and an encouragement to you. And of course, for the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about David and Goliath, and Pastor Reynolds has been bringing out the point that this is not just another Sunday school story, but it's actually an example from God of how He can provide the victory if we have the faith to do what God wants us to do. So let's listen in as Pastor Reynolds finishes up on this message about David and Goliath. Again, his text has been out of 1 Samuel chapter 17.
David is a young fellow. Verse 33, Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." Here's the king of Israel. Saul is his name, and he says, "You cannot have the victory because you're young and he's old. You're little and he's big." That's his reasons. David said in verse 34, "I'm going to give you two examples, King. And by the way, if my understanding of this passage is correct, David is looking up to Saul as well. But he looks up higher to see Goliath. Because Goliath is taller than Saul, and Saul's no mini guy. He's about head and shoulders above everybody else. So David's having to look up to him, and he's just a young guy. He's just a kid. I don't know how old he is, but he's not a very old fella. And here's what David said. See, God has prepared things already. And God has already shown us that we can have the victory in the things that He's let us accomplish in the past. He's already shown us that. Verse 34, David said, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock." Notice in verse 35, when he talks about the lion, he talks about the bear. Here's what he says in verse 35. "And I sat on a rock until the lion brought the sheep back to me." What did he say? He didn't say that, did he? I just want to know if he's awake. He didn't say that, did he? What he said was, "I went after him." And I tell you what, that's against my nature. Now, I don't know if that's against your nature or not. But David said, "I went out after that lion. I went out after the bear." I mean, both of them. And I got him. And I slew him. I delivered it out of his mouth. David said, "You are not getting my sheep." This is, and the reason David did that was because it was God's. He said, "You're not taking this. This belongs to God. You're not getting it." And then he said, "And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him." So David said, "You're not getting away." And he killed him. "The servant slew both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them." And the reason he's going to be like one of them is in verse 36, "Because he hath defied the armies of the living God." It's not going to happen. We're going to do battle, and it's going to work out. Verse 37, "The Lord deliver me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of the bear. He shall deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Saul said unto David, "Go, because I'm not going with you. And the Lord be with you," and I hope he is. I'll paraphrase that. Took a little liberty there. But Saul wasn't going. But Saul said, "Okay, David, you go." Verse 38, Saul did all he could do. You know the story. You know the story. You see, but the problem here is not that faithless Christians don't understand the situation. The problem is that the trusting Christian and the faithless Christian are thinking in two different ways. The faithless Christian sees the problem, but what he sees is his helplessness. But the faithful Christian sees that God can give the victory. That's what we need to see. God can give the victory. However he wants to do it, he can give the victory. He'll give us a way. He'll give us a means. He'll do all of that. So David puts on Saul's armor, gets it all, but it doesn't work. He says, "I can't go with these." In verse 39, you know, we need to go with what we know. And what we know ought to be the things of the Lord. That ought to be the thing that we know more than anything else. We need to do what God tells us to do. You say, "Well, I don't see how that's going to work." That's okay. Listen, you can read the book of 1 Samuel 17. You can read it all the way through down to verse 58. And you'll read the end of the story. But I want to tell you something. That David when he stepped out to fight Goliath, he hadn't read the end of the story. And you may sit there and you say, well, that was easy for David. Let me tell you, it was easy for David only in the fact that he was trusting God and stepping out there to do it. And he used what he had. But he was trusting God more than anything else. Not relying upon his armor, not relying upon any of that. Not relying upon his past victories, but he was using his past victories to know God did it then, he can do it again. I'm just trusting God, I'm going to step out there and do it. You're not doing this to the nation of Israel. You're not doing this. You know, as a people, we need to be saying, we're going to do what we want to do because we want to do what God wants us to do because that's what God put in our heart to do. We need to have the victory in it. And we can. Indeed, we can. Well, David went out here. And I love to read the story. But I won't read all of this to you, but I would admonish you to read it. Because and take your time and read it slowly and carefully. David got down by the brook. And he chose him these five smooth stones out of the brook. He put them in the shepherd's bag. And he stepped out there to draw attention to himself and say, Goliath, come on and get me. I'm here. I'm here. And all you got to do now is come. Here, the Philistine, verse 43, he said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves, that is, with a little old bitty stick? That's what he called David, a little stick. The Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said, come on, I'll give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the field. David said, look, you buddy, you're coming to me with a sword and with a spear, with a shield. But all I've got is the name of the Lord. He's down to it. David said, I don't have any. I didn't come with a shield. I didn't come with a spear. I didn't come with a shield. What I'm here with is the name of the Lord. I come because you defied God. I'm stepping out. I'm gonna beat you. Here's what I'm going to do. You're going to lose your head today. In just a few minutes, you're going to be in hell. He didn't say it just like that. But that's... He talked about the things that this Philistine would understand. About his body being eaten by the birds and such as that. And the reason David said, I'm going to do this. I'm doing this for a reason. Because I want this whole world to know that there's a God in heaven. Well, that ought to be our purpose for the things that we do. That this whole world would know that there's a God in heaven. Not necessarily that we're the good guys, but that there's a God in heaven. Well, there's a God. And these people need to know that there's a God in heaven. A lot of people doubt that there is. But we need to do what we do so people know there's a God. Well, there is a God, and He's real, and He blesses, and all of that. The Bible states here in verse 48, He said, it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. Look in verse 48. That David hastened and he ran toward the Philistine, ran toward the army to meet him. And if I'm reading this in verse 49, as David was running, he put his hand in his bag, he loaded his slingshot as he was running. And anybody knows this, that's ever played with a slingshot. David is very good at what he's doing, but you know yourself. You can stand still and throw a slingshot. But if you really want to get some force behind it, you run as fast as you can go and then you sling that thing and you throw it. You got to be pretty accurate. David was accurate. God blessed. I believe God blessed. And when this little old stone left that slingshot, man, God blessed it. The Bible said in verse 49 that David put his hand in the bag, he took thence a stone, he slang it, smote the Philistine in his head, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. Didn't fall backwards, fell on his face. Chunk, chunk, there he went. Harder, bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's what David's motto was, and that's what our motto ought to be. Nothing in the way. I mean, God can deliver. God can bless. God can take care of all of that. The Bible said that David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone. Smote the Philistine and slew him, and there was no sword in the hand of David. But David used the sword of Goliath in verse 51 to cut off the man's head. And there was victory in the camp. So that's a great day, a wonderful day. David could not have had the victory over anything, really. He could have been a defeated, faithless Christian, just like his brothers. All he had to do was to look at his job as a shepherd. David had the victory because the victory began back there when nobody was looking. The victory began back there when David said to the lion, to the bear, "You're not getting my sheep. These are mine. You're not going to gain the victory of them at all." Perhaps at the time, David did not understand why the bear would attack his sheep, except it was a natural thing. Perhaps at the time, David did not understand why the lion attacked the sheep. It's just a natural thing. But God gave David the victory over that little thing, we call it little, because David was being prepared for the victory over the big thing, public thing, later on. So when those troubles and trials come in your life, those difficulties that you face, the obstacles that it seems that you just cannot get over, know this, God is preparing you. God is putting something in your way so that you can have the victory over that, because He's got another thing on His mind down the road that He wants you to have the victory over. And it's going to be a greater thing. But all of that is not for your glory, but rather for the glory of the Lord in all those things. Just another story? I hope it's not. I hope that the story of David and Goliath is more than just another story. But I hope it's an example of how God can give us the victory. Because the God that we serve is the same God that David served. The same God that gave David the victory is the same God that can give us the victory. God can give you the victory in your everyday life. You think it's time for a victory? Amen. We're ready. We're ready. Are we ready? I trust we're ready for the victories that God has given to us. Remember, we're not to trust in our armor. We're not to trust in our plans. We're not to trust in ourselves. We're to trust in the living God and step out by faith and do what God tells us to do every day, every day, every day. Because that'll give us courage when the big thing comes along.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is a great example from the Lord of how we should look at the obstacles that are before us. We need to put our faith in God and step out in the direction that we know He wants us to go. And what I'd like for you to do today, I want you to take a few minutes throughout the day and look at the things that are in your life that have you worried and concerned. I want you to look at them, and I want you to think about the first step that God would want you to do, and then I want you to do it. You know, lots of times, that first step may be praying and asking Him for help and thanking Him for the blessings that He's already given you in other situations. And I think what you'll find in thinking about those things that He's already blessed you in and those situations He's already helped you out of, when you look back on those, they'll give you the encouragement for the things that you're dealing with today. Now, Independence Baptist Church is very glad that you joined us this morning for the radio broadcast, but we really would like to encourage you to actually come to Independence Baptist Church, even come today for worship services. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and our morning services start at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services. We also have Sunday afternoon services, which start with a prayer meeting at 4, and worship services then again at 4:30. If you need directions, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Also on the website, you'll be able to find more information about what we believe at Independence Baptist Church. Now, if you do have additional comments or questions, you can leave us a message. Our phone number is 636-673-2180. Again, that phone number was 636-673-2180. We want to thank you again for listening this morning, and we want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.